This is the Wall Street Update edition of World Business Report on Tuesday, the 27th of January. I'm Susanna Streeter. A surge in the sale of Apple's new plus-sized iPhone has helped the US company boost earnings by 30%. Apple sold 74.5 million iPhones in the last 3 months of 2014, up from 51 million from the same holiday quarter in 2013. For a look at the financial markets, I talked to Joe Saluzzi from Themis Trading in New Jersey. I put it to him that we'd seen better than expected Apple results.
We did. After the close, it looks like they came out better than expected, and particularly on the iPhone sales were much better than expected. The market seems to like it. The stock after hours is trading up around 5%.
That's pretty impressive. And really, it's the supercharged iPhone 6, which seems to have been supercharging revenue.
Yeah, they've done tremendous. I think the company made a comment saying they're selling them as fast as they can produce them. So, people, they continue to love that phone.
It's a different story, though, isn't it, for the likes of Microsoft, because they brought out some earnings, certainly not as good, and theirs, of course, is more of a software story than a hardware story like Apple.
Yeah, Microsoft has been a real good performer up until today, and I think the earnings were not good. They did not meet estimates, and they were talking about particularly currency concerns and the strong U.S. dollar and how that may be hurting some of the earnings. But that's an aside. I think some of the analysts should have had that baked in. It's really no excuse to miss the estimates. But the stock was down 9%, so it certainly hurt.
And the wider indices in the U.S. as well, are they down today? What's going on?
Yeah, today was not a good day. Obviously, Microsoft led it, but there was a couple other big names that had earnings which weren't good, Caterpillar and Procter & Gamble. And Caterpillar in particular, some people see it as a bellwether for infrastructure spending and construction spending, and that stock was down about 7%, so not good. And then followed up around 10 o'clock this morning, we had a durable goods number, which was not good at all. It was down 3.5%. They were looking for an estimate of up 0.3%. So basically all that means is I think there's lots of growth concerns. And they've been out there for a while. We thought we were insulated here in the U.S., but I think the global growth concerns are affecting the U.S. as well now.
And that seems to have affected the dollar as well. So the dollar's fallen. Do you think investors are looking ahead to the two-day meeting of the Federal Reserve, concerns about what the Fed will say?
I do, and I think tomorrow Janet Yellen and gang at the Federal Reserve Committee will be talking, and today actually Morgan Stanley had come out and they said that they think that the Fed won't raise rates now until March of 16, which is delaying it at least another 6 to 9 months, and the market is now kind of thinking the same way, saying, okay, maybe the Fed can just wait a little longer, but it really is a shame that Fed policy kind of dictates everything and people follow them more than they do corporate specifics, but that's the market we've been in for the last 5 years, that the market will probably continue to be in.
Joe Saluzzi there. Well, some latest numbers from the markets for you. On Wall Street, the Dow was down 1.7% at 17,387. And at the end of the day in London, the 100 share index was down 0.6% at 68.11.
You've been listening to World Business Report from the BBC World Service. For more news and analysis, download Business Matters, our daily hour-long mix of current affairs and debate, published at breakfast time in Asia and Europe. We debate key trends in the worlds of work, politics, technology, and the environment. Find it at bbc.com/podcast. You can also follow us and get our latest audio at twitter.com/bbcworldbiz and talk to us on Facebook at facebook.com/bbcbusiness.